Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. When did you first become aware of the Starbuck fire?
Well, it would have been in that afternoon that the fire... We seen the smoke that morning, really. And it just kept getting heavier and heavier. And then somebody come around and said there's a fire coming our way. And I suppose he'd been first aware of it probably, you know, like 9, 10 o'clock. You could see the smoke over towards Inglewood.
When did you know that it was worse than they expected?
When they come around and said, well, that afternoon somebody said that the fire was coming our way, and they was talking about evacuating the town. I thought, oops.
Did you agree with evacuation? Did you think it was necessary?
Well, as close as that fire was, yes. Because there's a lot, especially for the older people that can't get around. But even I, you know, I wasn't too worried about it, personally. But the smoke and stuff, it was better to get out of there than it was to be here. Because smoke inhalation and people don't realize just how quick it can get you unless you've been out there in it.
Because you kind of helped an older person that didn't have a good vehicle get out of town, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. He probably, nobody would have helped him if I had not done that. But Jack Hurd, I just went and got him and took him because he didn't know where to go or how to get there. And I sent Judy on with her car, and I went and got him and got him out of town. And it was getting pretty bad. That was about dark when I left. And there was places between here and protection that you couldn't see already.
So you left 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock?
5, 6 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Okay. I think it was 2 o'clock when they told people to leave?
Well, it was later than that when they come by my house. It's like 3 or 4.
Okay. What did you pack up to take with you?
Tried to get any important papers and stuff like that, valuables that might not be able to replace. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, you don't realize how much stuff you need to have somewhere where you can get to it in a hurry. Mm-hmm. That's a kind of enlightening deal.
What have you changed since the fire?
Well, about the only thing I've changed is my respect for it. and I do have stuff where I know where to go get, like, papers and stuff. Mm-hmm. We got them where we can just pick them up and go with them. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to
look.
We throw things around for a long time, never expecting to have to worry about them.
Did you think about trying to protect your house?
Oh, yeah. I got the hose out there. I suppose it's about 3 o'clock or something. They blew the fire whistle 2 or 3 times and for the firemen that earlier that day and stuff, and then that smoke started coming around town and they was talking about the fire, so I got my water hoses out and went to watering the grass around the house thinking maybe, but that was a lost cause. you couldn't water it enough to keep it, and they may need the water to put out a bar with instead of wasting it. Mm-hmm. If that bar had come through town, there wouldn't have been much you could do about it. But the way it went through Englewood, I'm wondering just how much with the grass, you know, most of the grass around had a little green in it and it was mowed, it might not have been that bad. Mm-hmm. And that went around a lot of houses and Englewood just burnt the lawns off. Mm-hmm. But
why didn't it go through Ashland?
Well, that they, I don't know. I can't see why it didn't go, but I suppose part of it's the wind, mm-hmm. and part of it, guys like Mike Horton went out and plowed some fire cards. Mm-hmm. Might have helped a little. I don't think they'd have stopped it if it had come like it was. But we was just real lucky. Mm-hmm. Thank God was on our side that day.
Okay. Well, you were on God's side.
Well, hopefully.
Did anybody help you? Who came and told you about the fire?
Well, just one of the cops come by about 4 o'clock, said you better get out of town, they're going to evacuate everybody when everybody leave. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, maybe I'll stay.
Where'd you go?
Well, we went to Coldwater to the school. Mm-hmm. But the main reason I went was to take old man Hurd over there. Mm-hmm. I was way that far was up north coming in towards town. I thought maybe I better get him out of town because he wouldn't have a chance.
What was it like at the school in Coldwater?
There was just a lot of people there. Nobody knew anything. That's one thing they should have. They need a little better communications. They didn't know we could go back or when we could go back. They should have had a communication center at that deal, mm-hmm. to answer questions. Mm-hmm. Public relations is a big deal.
Is that what you would recommend them to change?
They need somebody who can, if somebody needs to know something, they can tell them, mm-hmm. or find out. I mean, it doesn't have to be right now, but if they could just find out and let them know, mm-hmm. it would take the pressure off a lot of people. There are people worried about their homes and their families and whatever, and they need that. It wouldn't take very much. Somebody could, if they could get a hold of somebody and find out, mm-hmm. some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking that some of that's pretty simple.
Did anybody help you?
No.
Other than letting you in the high school.
Yeah.
I heard some people spent the night in their vehicle.
I did.
Why?
Because I had stuff in my vehicle and I didn't want to leave it set out there.
Okay.
Didn't know. I just thought maybe I ought to stay with it because I didn't have a way to secure it up. So.
Okay.
And I didn't want it getting stolen or something. Main reason. And it was probably better to sleep in my vehicle than it was in that gym.
I heard there were a lot of children running free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were upset.
Well, things. What do you do with them? I mean, they got... This is kind of an exciting deal for them, a lot of little kids and stuff. But
yeah.
That don't hurt nothing. Mm-hmm. But,
Well, what effect did the fire have on you? Did it hurt you physically, financially?
No. It didn't, and the only a person don't realize how bad, you know, I've seen fire, but after 40 or 50 years, you forget just how fast they can move, and it kind of renews your respect for them. And you get to see things, you know, that a fellow ought to pay attention to.
Like what?
Just like when you're burning trash and stuff. We've had several fires around here got away because, and they had people there supposed to be putting them out, but it's so dangerous, especially when it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
But we're lucky it wasn't as dry as it was a few years back. It would have burned a lot faster.
Yeah.
I don't know whether there's anything left to burn then or not. There was no grass or anything else.
That's it. We had a good year last year. We raised something to burn.
Yeah.
Well, how would you describe, were you afraid? It sounds like you're just respectful now.
Well, I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be something that you could have to be afraid of. But you got to learn it. Well, just like I talked about the smoke and stuff, people want to stay in town. And they think, well, I can fight the fire. If it gets too close, I can get away. But they don't realize the wind's blowing that smoke ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, in a matter of minutes, you can be disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And that things like that, you know, that fire ain't going to hurt me any. But it may not be the fire that gets you, the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe fumes off of something. It you never know, especially around town here. You don't know, but that it kind of renews your respect for it when something like that happens. I know what you ought to do. And from years past, but you kind of forget about that, and that it kind of brings it to life.
Can you think of anything positive that's come out of all this?
Yeah, I think people will be for some time around here every time somebody smells smoke, they go to look and see where the fire's at a little more. And people pretty jumpy for a while. Still are kind of. You see smoke somewhere, who's burning today?
Are you more or less likely to burn your trash now?
I'm probably less likely. That's what, the way I understood it, that's what caused it, is that somebody was burning some limbs and stuff from an ice storm we had last winter,
mm-hmm.
and went off and left it. It's what started the fire.
Hmm.
So
do you know where that was supposed to have been?
Somewhere down by Beaver, north of Beaver there, north of the river somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure whether that's right or not, but that's what I heard.
Had you been around the range fire before this one?
Oh, yeah. I've been. Several of them.
So you've had to fight fires before?
Yeah.
Did they ever threaten your home before?
Oh, no. They was just out there in Colorado, that they was just kind of out in the open. There ain't many people live out there. But they get started out there, there ain't nothing to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got the people help to put them out, but you do here.
Did we have enough help here?
There's never enough help in a deal like that. But there's so much of it you couldn't do. That fire was grown on itself to the point that it almost, they could, if they could get far enough ahead of it to really plow. But just 100 yards may not stop it. You might need a half mile fire guard to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was going so fast, and you don't dare get in front of one like that. I've seen people almost lose their life because they was in front of a fire like that.
Mm-hmm. Were any lives threatened in our area?
Well, there was a lot of them threatened. There was, I've heard of people that left with the fire burning under their vehicles when they left the yard. I guess they call that threatened. They stayed to the last minute, and the smoke almost getting them, and they couldn't see to drive. They run through fences and in the posts and stuff, trying to get out away from it because they couldn't see where they was going. They waited too long. And that's the thing, that's what gets people, is that it just takes one or two minutes to make the difference between life and death. And if they'd have been another minute later, if they'd been another minute sooner, they might have got out of there without as much trouble as they had. But I can just wait a little bit longer.
Were you raised anywhere near this area?
Oh no, I come from Eastern.
Have you ever been involved in range burning? Have you ever involved?
Yeah, we've burned. I have. Several years ago, I helped Richard Dayton burn some CRP down here. And we had it pretty under control, and it still almost got away from us a time or two.
How'd you get it stopped?
Oh, we had some spray deals on a truck and went around and put it out. But if the wind had come up a little more, we'd have been gone. We was just bucky mostly. But we had a bunch of people out there, and it could have got away from us so fast if because the wind had come up. The wind is a big deal on a fire.
Mm-hmm.
If the wind comes up and blows hard, you're kind of lost. Because to put it out, you almost got to get in front of it. And if you get in front of it, with the wind blowing, you're in trouble.
Did your dad use range fires to clean up ground?
We never used them out there. When I was in Colorado, the only time there was a fire was one just got started somewhere, like dinner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody is pretty careful about what they did with fire out there because there wasn't a way to stop it.
Do you think CRP has made fires
more dangerous?
Common? Okay. Why?
Well, there's more fuel. That grass is so thick and nothing eats it. Man, that you talk about a fire now, then CRP is the worst thing there is.
Mm-hmm.
It's good and it's bad. But as far as fire, the CRP has made it a lot more dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more CRP and most of what burnt was CRP. There's a lot of that all down through here that was just, that's all it is old CRP.
Yeah.
Or some of that old soil bank, they used to have a soil bank program.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing anything to try to make sure this doesn't happen again? What kind of preparations can be done?
Mainly just watch what you're burning. That's the main thing. And like, if there is a fire, having your stuff where you can go, and you don't, because you wait till the last minute and then go together and things up, and the fire can get you before you can get away with it. Like I was talking about earlier, that waiting that last minute, be able to get out of there without, before the fire gets there. And a lot of these guys had wheat around their house, saved their house because the wheat turned to fire.
Yeah, because it was still green.
And there's things, if they can do something like that with their farming practices to protect their buildings and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You ready to work?
Okay. It's okay. I'll be back. Okay.
I'll be back. I just came to see how you were doing.
I'm here. I'll see you in a bit. Okay, Gary, why didn't you go to Buffalo?
Because they said everybody was supposed to go to Coldwater.
Okay.
That when the police come around that evening, they said to go to Coldwater.
Okay. So you never heard that they sent people to Buffalo and they sent the hospital to Buffalo and.
Well, they sent most of the rest home people was all at Coldwater.
Okay.
They had them in a room down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. Maybe they took the hospital people to Coldwater. I don't know that if they had any patients in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they did. But they told us to go to Coldwater. Everybody I know of was told to go to Coldwater.
What was the drive like to Coldwater by the time you left?
When I left here, there were several times. There's smoke. There was times when you couldn't already see across the road.
Mm-hmm.
And we got over there, and when we come back the next day, there was poles laying in the road, and there's wires in the road. But they'd cut the wires. There wasn't no electricity in them or anything. The only thing that's still in was wrapped up in it, but I just drove over and come home.
What time did you come back?
Well, it was about 8 o'clock in the morning when they told us we could come back. I almost left earlier, but I thought I'd better wait.
What was it like coming home?
Well, it was, everything was all cleared up then. There was still a little smoke around. But everything was burnt. Every place there's stuff burning, but it done gone when we got there. Still hot, but it's
mm-hmm.
I've never seen that much devastation in one place. That's the biggest one I ever saw. Hopefully I'll be the only one.
Is there anything else that this experience made you think about?
No, just how it'd be how vulnerable we are. You know, we don't ever think about we're sitting here and all, everything's good. But after that fire, you know, we could have been without water. And if it wouldn't have been for the city having their own electricity, there's people without electricity for 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think about that stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. I still got an old cool lamp or two around.
But I like air conditioning.
Well, yeah.
I know.
But we don't realize, you know, that some of the stuff we take for granted. And food.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that there wasn't more shortages of stuff in the world. But you can get in the car. We got mobility now. You can get in the car and you can go 100 miles north and be back home. Same day, you know. And get whatever it is you don't have. There's a lot of these people lived out in the country, lost everything. I didn't lose anything. Little time is all I lost, maybe a little sleep. But, I don't know what it'd been like to lose everything. God, I'm glad I didn't. But, might have been inconvenienced for a few hours, but other than that, that's, you know, I didn't move. My whole life burned up in the fire, and I didn't lose anything. So I'm pretty lucky. I ain't got no reason to complain about anything. And all these guys lost their cattle. I went out the next day and drove around and seen the dead cattle laying around and the fences burnt down and houses gone and gone. It just total devastation. It would have been worse than a war zone because it burned everything. I mean, there wasn't nothing left. So I don't know, but you see some of them people pretty tough to put up with it.
Should I get a cuddly bat?
I could speak for it because I didn't have to live through it.
You could have. You lucked out.
Well, yeah, could have. We come pretty close. It's that far was about 100 yards from getting into town. So, and when I left town, I had old Jack take his car out to the school. I parked it in the middle of the parking lot so the fire couldn't get to it. If they burned his house down, he'd still have his car maybe. And the ashes were falling on us. The hot ashes were coming from the north, and they was blowing. Smoke was it was clear when I pulled in the parking lot, and we was there about 5 minutes. And the smoke was coming across the parking lot when I left. I didn't know. I couldn't tell where the fire was, how far north, but it come down across there and got in that, some of it was that wheat field, both sides north of the golf course, that probably stopped a lot of it and turned it, shot it to the west of us. But, gee.
Wait, how much money do you have?
To have two fires come across right out here was something. But and the wind changed. But it was a terrible deal. The worst is the animals. I mean, the only people I know that got hurt in a fire was them three that got killed down there by Beaver. They was out moving cattle.
Got caught.
Trying to get cattle out of the way and got caught in the fire.
I had heard that there was a semi-truck driver.
Oh, yeah, up here. He had,
yeah.
I don't know. Just, they had a wreck or something in the road up there, and he
Yeah.
Was in it. So, that was the other one. Mm-hmm. I forgot about him. But there's no way to prepare for a fire other than we got fire departments and they train. The training, it'll change the training for fire and their emergency management people.
How?
Well, some of that wasn't probably they need a sharp learning curve. They'll learn to do it better next time. Mm-hmm. But a deal like this is really, really, they got programs, but they don't know how to use them, and that fire kind of opens some eyes, I think. But their emergency people, that they had their operations, and they were sending people here and there, and they don't know where they're sending them or what they're doing. Some of the people need to learn more about the country. They just tell somebody to go somewhere, and they don't realize that there's a canyon between them and where they're supposed to be going or something like that. There's a lot of things that need to be paid attention to, or a creek or whatever, or a fire. Already got there before they got there. And they're sitting in a building with behind four walls. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stuff that needs to be, could be worked on a little. But they done a pretty good job with what they had, and what, because that was just like that. We got a fire. What do? You go fight it. If I'd been in better shape, I'd been out there trying to help them, but I'd been in the way. I got no business out there with them. I can't move fast enough to get out of the way.
I'm not sure anyone could.
I know some pretty young guys that just about didn't get out of it because they was waited too long before they left, trying to get cattle out of the way and stuff. But they did pretty good with what they had to work with. It makes tempers kind of short sometimes, I think.
Being afraid. Is there anything else that you would like people to know about your experience with this fire?
I don't think so. I didn't experience that much, but just...
You lost sleep.